Live.com.
one 800 259 9231, toll free 800 259 9231. The show is yours. You take control. Bring up anything. We're inside hour number three of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Literally. I'm sorry. Literally, personal issues, political issues, something somewhere in between. Anything goes. So take control at 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, give the Free State Project a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That number again is 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and grab the updates. Absolutely free to register for. Just takes a couple minutes. And then whenever we've got some news about the show, some sort of website update that we need to let you know about, anything that we need to communicate to you that we can't do on the air necessarily, we'll send to you via the updates section. It's free, and it's just like the rest of the website, freetalklive.com. Everything there, completely on the house. So check it out, freetalklive.com. Now, I know you had something else, Jason, that you wanted to cover tonight. Did we get to it? I'm spacing out here.
It was a story regarding property rights.
Oh, we did do that. Okay. So then let's get into, what should we do here, man? What should we do to the terrorist thing?
No, I've got something I like a lot better.
Okay.
I don't think it'll last too long as far as a couple of segments maybe, but it's kind of interesting. Montgomery County, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Officials are considering, this is off the AP wire, by the way.
Okay.
Officials are considering to sell a plot of land in front of the county courthouse to a private company. That company wants to erect a Ten Commandments monument. Now, this... The Ten Commandments monument has been ordered off by the state Supreme Court or
as
something
it should,
like that.
Right.
As it could be. I don't see a big problem with it, but I can see where people would have a problem. 4 years ago, the county's commissioners ordered a Ten Commandments monument removed from the courthouse grounds after the Indiana Civil Liberties Union sued. But on Tuesday, they heard a proposal from Myler, a Crawfordsville-based church construction firm that wants a small plot of land in front of the county property sold through a bidding process so that it can put a Ten Commandments monument back on the courthouse lawn. Company officials say such a sale would be legal because freedom of speech can be exercised on the private property. The commissioners took the proposal under advisement.
Freedom of speech can be exercised on public property, on government property as well, but you can't post a monument there. You can get on the courthouse property and hold a sign
right.
that
sure.
says, the Ten Commandments are great, just like you can get on and hold a sign that says, I don't like the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You know, you have that freedom on government property where you don't have those freedoms on private property, unless the private property owner specifically grants you those freedoms.
Right, if you come to my house and get a sign that says, I don't like the Ten Commandments, I'll just ask you to leave.
And if you don't leave, you can shoot them.
Oh, I probably will.
You could threaten to shoot them.
Yeah. Hit him with a broom or something.
Yeah.
Ow! Get out!
Now, that would be a funny scene.
Manwich
in his robe outside attacking someone with a broom.
Well, what are you going to do?
Doggone kids.
Not going to shoot somebody.
1-800-259-9231. So they're selling it, then.
Right. They're selling this little plot of land, and they're doing it in a bidding process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of interested. See, the atheists got big mouths,
yeah,
but shallow wallets.
Well, there aren't very many of us.
I'm just telling you. You know, Christians, take a look at those churches, baby. You know, there's a small group of believers in there, you know, be it tens or hundreds of people, that they've got this big, beautiful building.
Yes.
Yes. These believers, they got big, beautiful buildings. They're willing to show out for them. Now, atheists, blah, 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 Ten Commandments, blah, 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 you know, under God, blah, 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 and God we trust. I've heard enough of that crap, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but they won't put their monies where their mouth is. They could go in there, and they could outbid this Myler, a Crawfordsville-based church construction firm, and
right.
they could go after that little plot of land, and they could
sure
put a big finger pointing towards heaven, you know,
right.
or whatever it is that they want to do, you know, and really show the world, us atheists, we've, you know, we're making some waves. No, you know, they're going to continue to exploit the press, continue to do the freak show thing.
The atheists don't hardly get any press, though, really.
Oh, come on.
The only atheist who's gotten press.
They file lawsuits all the time and get all kinds of press.
The only atheist who's got any notable press recently is Michael Newdow.
That's the guy who was against the under
having God in the Pledge of
right.
Allegiance.
One nation under God.
And he's absolutely right about that.
That's him. But
course,
believe that you believe that. I believe
of course I'm against
that there
the Pledge of Allegiance.
Are many, many more pressing issues that are facing Americans today than whether or not they're saying under God, the 6-year-old kids are saying under God and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, that's your belief, and not everybody agrees with you. It's not my pressing issue either, necessarily, but for some people, it's important to them. For some people, an atheist who has a kid in the government education system...
Get their kid out of the government education system. Look, they're free.
Okay, yes. Well, the bigger issue there would be, and this guy obviously doesn't get it, this Michael Newdow, the real issue there is to abolish government from the education system.
Right.
I mean, that would fix all the problems instantaneously.
Oh, yeah. That's the logical answer.
It is. But no, most people don't think that far, or they don't realize... That's the actual problem. So I think it's an interesting idea. I mean, they're going to sell basically like a 3x3 square foot.
A small plot.
Right.
I imagine it's going to be big enough to put a monument on.
Right.
I don't think there's going to be any easements or anything like that.
Well, you know, it would be interesting to see who gets into this bidding war.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
To see if actually anybody steps up.
I don't think anybody's going to.
Maybe a Muslim group will step in.
Oh,
here.
Put up a statue of Allah?
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think you're allowed to make a statue of Allah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Johnson and Sarasota. So to Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Silly man, which wrong
what?
Again.
What?
First of all, the only reason why the atheists are getting
speaking of big mouth atheists.
Come on, let him talk. Let him talk. Go, go, go.
The only reason why the atheists are getting pressed is because of the religious jackballs who are, you know, up having a fit because the atheists don't want the under God monuments and, you know, don't want government to make an establishment of religion. It's not because they're atheists and they want everyone else to be atheist.
That's
they
true.
Want freedom from religion. Freedom. It makes sense.
It's the same reason it angers me and it angers Ian and might anger you, man, which when President Bush says that no man could hold the office of president unless he's a man of faith.
That does anger me.
Yeah, it angers me as
because
well.
Because the job of president
it
is
makes
the
me
easiest,
shake my head.
The job of president is the easiest job in the world. Any idiot can hold that job.
The problem is that Christians are whining all the time, whining just constantly about how, the country's becoming biased against them, and it's such nonsense.
Oh.
There's so much Christian bias around everywhere. There's actually a book called Life in Our Anti-Christian American by Robbie Barry, and he just lists all these things. He just goes off and lists all these things like, if we were really living in an anti-Christian America, here's what you'd see. And he like says things like, there'd be like the popular expression, there are no Christians in foxholes. Or, you know, our president would say things like, oh, well, Christians are too immoral and they believe in nonsense, so therefore they would never make a good president. You know, it's like that type of thing.
Or there'd be Christian hit pieces in the press all the time and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Or
you
wouldn't be able to find a
pieces?
Christian charity anywhere, but atheist charities would be all over the place. You know, it's just, there are these things, you know, these misconceptions about atheists and Christians. It's just because Christians just happen to be in the majority.
Wouldn't you say that it's just a big waste of time for quote-unquote freedom advocates to give a damn about the Pledge of Allegiance or the words on the currency or anything like that? Doesn't that just seem like a big waste of time and energy? Don't you think that alienates us from the rest of the pro-freedom movement? I mean, there's a lot of small government Republicans out there that we could get on our side if we just leave some stupid little issues alone.
No, and I'm going to disagree with you on that because...
Hold on, Johnson. Hold that thought.
Okay.
It's a good question, Manwich. Shouldn't we just leave those issues alone? And they're certainly not the key issues for me. They're not the things that I focus on all the time. But they do come up on this show. And when they come up, we're going to talk about them. Because this is Free Talk Live. We'll continue it next. You can take control and comment or change the topic. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and grab the archives. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described, all available on the house at freetalklive.com. Anytime, 24 hours a day. You miss an hour of the show, you miss 15 minutes, missed a whole day of the show, no problem. Just log on and grab it up.
For free.
That's right. Download it to your computer. Share it with your friends. We won't call the Recording Industry Association of America on you. We promise. 1-800-259-9231. So we're gonna bring Johnson back on the line here from Sarasota. Now, Manwich, go ahead and re-ask your question. We'll give Johnson a chance to answer it.
My question was, don't you think that the hardline Big L libertarian stance towards issues like, let's take the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's take God off the dollar bill. Let's not let George Bush say a prayer, have a prayer said at his inauguration. Issues like this really separate us from small government conservatives, like, you know, that are prevalent in the Republican Party, and even some little L libertarians, that kind of thing. Do you think it's worth it?
Yes,
and if so, why?
Yes, I do, and I'm going to answer your question kind of with another question that I heard. I heard a very poignant question today that I thought was really good. I don't know. I know you listen to a lot of talk radio. Did you catch the Factor today, by any chance?
No, I didn't hear I didn't hear the little redheaded Lipucian spouting off. He is my least favorite out of all of them.
Chester the molester?
I have no problem with the fact that he touches his female employees. It's not like the girl didn't know what she was getting into.
Okay.
She came back. But my problem is that this guy is completely unprincipled.
Yeah.
All he does is sticks his finger up and decides which way the wind's blowing for his particular listeners, and he comes up with opinion based around that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. I mean, I've heard him change his opinion on whether or not marijuana should be legal. Right.
Oh, really?
On the air.
Wow.
And
yeah.
it's just, he's just a, like a poll-taking, you know, they all make fun of Clinton for having been a poll-taking president. He's a poll-taking talk show host.
Media pundit coward just like the rest of them.
Yep.
Well, so the question that was asked today was, he said that the one question that none of these atheists can ever answer when they're trying to get God out of the schools and stuff like that is,
hey, guy!
What? Is why is it such a problem? Why is it such a problem to have another one of these theories, to have it so that people can just have evolution in these schools, but creationism in these schools, and just offer as an option for students to, here's the reading list, and you can go out and do the research. What is such a problem with having that in school, right? That's
right.
The question.
Sure.
Now, I have an answer to that. Now, he's saying that no one can answer that question. Now, my answer to that, and my answer to your question as well, is that religion is dangerous. Okay, now, that might be a very unpopular opinion amongst people, but religion can be very dangerous because there's no standards for the weak-minded. I mean, religion, they'll just tell you, well, God wants you to do this, and people just believe it because you're following faith. You're having faith in something else because a lot of these people believe in a book. So basically, all that is you're going on someone else's interpretation of what the meaning of that book is. So you're being told. You're being led. Like
I don't think that, I think that many Christians would say to you that they believe that atheism's dangerous. That people are without a moral compass. And I don't believe that. Personally, do not believe that. I am not an atheist. I'm a Unitarian. But I believe that many atheists have great moral compasses, and they know right from wrong.
Exactly. They're forming their own moral compass as opposed to having it come from other people, constantly telling them what to do.
The most dangerous, let's be clear here, the most dangerous demographic that exists is males ages 15 to 24. Right? Would you agree with that?
Like physically dangerous?
Dangerous.
Wait, what kind of dangerous are we talking?
I'm talking about physically dangerous. More likely to harm you in a crime.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know that that's true. I can't really respond on that.
I think that you'd
be silly
of argument, to argue with that.
For the sake of argument, sure.
Those people, I mean, what about religion in those people's lives? I would say that people would say that people without a moral compass are bad. Let's have religion to keep
how about
folks
the two?
Like that on
how about
narrow.
The two thugs who beat up the Satanist last week? How do you explain that?
What?
They're religious,
kid,
right?
Some kid in blue hair. What do you want?
Well, they're religious.
If you were looking at crime statistics, the crime statistics for Christians versus atheists would be phenomenally different.
Well, that's because nobody claims to be an atheist.
That's not true. I'll claim to be an atheist all day long.
Right, but 1%. 1% maybe.
75% of the people on the air right now are atheists, or at least close.
Yeah.
I'm not an atheist.
And that's probably you're not an atheist. You're an agnostic, right?
No, I don't believe in that. I'm a deist.
You're a deist.
I believe in an intelligent higher power.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know what that is. So in that sense, I'm an agnostic. because I'm willing to say I don't know.
I want to get back to.
I do believe it's intelligent. You know, I do believe there's intelligence.
I want to get back to the your original question, Manwich, and that is, should we just avoid these issues altogether as people? Because all of us, even though we may disagree on religion and the details, we all agree that we should have less government. That less government is better.
That if there is a government left. You know, what government there is left, I mean, I'd rather shrink the government, what there is of it, and put Ten Commandments in front of all of the small government buildings that exist. I mean, I'm willing to trade that. I'm willing to say under God and the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm willing to have that crap on my money.
Okay, that's a problem, though, because it shows that you're unprincipled in my book.
Right.
And I'm not trying to level that you as an assault or some sort of an insult or anything like that, but it says to me that Manwich doesn't necessarily believe in the you should not initiate force on people kind of doctrine, and that's what libertarianism is based on. You're not supposed to force other people to do things. Now, the money system.
Congratulations, that's what all the big L libertarians say. How's it working out for you since 1971?
Here's what's going on, man. What's going on is that these types of things, these little things in language. First of all, they're concessions. They're things that shouldn't exist, and we all know that these things shouldn't be there. Because they are establishments of religion within the framework of government, and they shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Why should there be Christian? You know, why should there be Christians? There are other religions in this country. Why should there be any sort of establishments of religion within the governmental framework?
Well, because they're the majority, right, Manwich? Is that why? Because the Christians are the majority, and majority rules.
I don't know what Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments are laws.
It's a Christian document.
They're Christian law.
They're laws that are pertinent to our society. Our society's built on them. So having
no,
them in front
it's
of
not. No, that's wrong. That's incorrect.
There's no law
against it. Our society was not built on that.
I'm talking about
many of the founding
Western
fathers,
culture, my friend. I'm not talking
many
about...
Many of our founding fathers were deists.
Right, and I totally agree. I'm just talking about Western culture.
But there's no
They're
law.
Relevant.
There's no law that says you can't covet your neighbor.
Do you understand
no
that if you had the Ming Dynasty, the Ming Dynasty's laws out in front of the courthouse, that they wouldn't have any relevance? But the Ten Commandments do have relevance. If you put the Magna Carta out in front,
what are
would,
the Ming Dynasty's laws?
Relevance. I'm saying they have relevance.
Is Thou Shalt Not Kill part of the Ming Dynasty's laws or not?
I don't know.
It would seem like a pretty basic law, and I would think most religions probably echo it. 1-800-259. I mean, it's good advice. That particular one. 1-800-259-9231. Johnson, I'm going to ask you to hang on because this is getting heated. If you want to chime in though, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost compost is a breeze with the Compost Twins Easy Turn Gear System. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free 1-800-737-9295 and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295 or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, by the way, so get interactive with us. And you can also log on at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system with hundreds of users, thousands of posts, all kinds of different topics. You can post your own polls. You can start your own issues. We post our prep if we get to any of it. Tonight, we've actually been pretty light on the prep. I think we talked about the Towers of Terror. The axis of evil terror.
Outposts of tyranny.
The handful of rabble-rousers.
Yeah. Outposts of tyranny. That's the new Bush and Bush-Rice slogan.
Yeah, so that might actually be the only thing that we post in regards to show prep tonight.
I have the Ten Commandments thing that I've been
talking about. Oh, yeah, that. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about religion, organized religion. Last segment you asked a question. Now, we're all freedom lovers on this show. We all want to be more free. We all agree that the government is too big, too out of control, too costly, too intrusive.
And you would get most Americans, a majority of Americans would agree with you that the government is too big, too costly. You know, they would say those things, that they're too big and too costly. Taxes are too high and the government's too large. They would agree with you on that subject. My question is...
Well, then they would have to agree that we should abolish the government currency. And that we should abolish government government education. And we should abolish the Pledge of Allegiance as well.
I don't think that they agree on that.
Well, and that's the point. That's why they're uninformed, and that's why Free Talk Live is here. We're going to bring Johnson back
on
the
line. You claim it's based on principles. Go on, come on, Johnson. You got something to say?
All right, yeah, I got something to say.
Okay, pipe up.
Being as all research as I am, I went out and I've got a quick quote here from Stephen Shapiro, who's the ACLU legal director.
Is Shapiro, is that an Italian name?
I'm not sure. He says, removing under God from the pledge is not anti-religion. Just the opposite is true. The only way the religious reference in the pledge can be upheld is for the court to conclude that the words under God have no religious meaning, which is far more insulting to people of faith. Now, along those lines, the reason why I'm saying that those...
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Makes sense to me.
The reason why it's important that we get rid of these things is because, like Ian already said, it shows that as a country we are not principled, because we hold that that we should have religious freedom, we should have freedom from religion, and these are little instances where we do not have freedom from Christianity. And at the very base of that, because even though these things are tiny, they represent huge other concepts for these Christians to be arrogant and say our country is founded on Christianity, and the Ten Commandments are the base of all law, and we should have creationism in school because evolution can't be proven. They just make up all this nonsense. They're like, and even for example with creationism, even if we were to say that, okay, let's must not have, you know, there's other possibilities other than evolution. There would also be hundreds of other possibilities beyond creationism. You know, creationism
exactly.
isn't science.
Or intelligent design, as they call it, in order to get it into the schools.
Right. I mean, and that's, you know, it's not based on science. That's the whole problem.
I get where your point is on religion. I'm fine on that. And that's your opinion. My question is this. It clearly isn't working. Okay? I mean, the Libertarian Party is smaller than it was in 1971. It's getting fewer votes for its presidential candidate than it was in 1971 when it was founded. How is this principle,
these aren't the
Big L libertarianism, working for you?
Well, because you're wrong, first of all.
No, it's not, no, I'm not wrong. You've got Michael Bednar got fewer votes than the candidate did in 1972 or whatever it was that they ran their first candidate.
Gary Nolan?
I'll have to look that up because, you know, every single fact that I've ever seen has said that the Libertarian Party is growing. It's one of the fastest.
It is growing. It's growing in people. It is not growing in votes for its presidential campaign.
Well, Manwich, would you agree? Would you agree with the statement that we need to get the government out of currency?
Get government out of currency?
Yeah.
Well, the Constitution says that the government would distribute the currency and that it would maybe be made out of gold or silver.
Okay, would you agree that we should make it out of gold or silver then?
I think gold or silver would be great, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I think that we need to have private competing currencies. I think a one government currency is not good enough for a real economy. Obviously, you put the government in charge of something, they're going to ruin it. So the Constitution may have said that, but again, that's another point in which I don't necessarily agree with the Constitution.
I like to agree with the Constitution because at least then I'm always consistent.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's fine and all, but I think having competing currencies would be much more valuable in the same way that having competing schools would be valuable to our kids' education. And we obviously can't really conceptualize that much further, so I'm just going to leave that laying.
No, I can.
Do you agree that we should, if we're going to, you agree that we should get the government out of education? Right?
Yes.
Okay, so then in that case, every school would be able to set whether or not they want to have a Pledge of Allegiance during the day, so that would
Absolutely.
Not even be an issue anymore. And regardless of whether or not the pledge was written by a socialist, which it was, it's a socialist doctrine.
Nazi.
It's a socialist doctrine, Nazi poem, basically, that is designed to get the kids right in line with the state, to get them to worship the state, to get them to bow down in front of the state. And if you don't realize that, if you're not calling for the complete abolishment of the Pledge of Allegiance, then you're just being hypocritical, in my opinion.
Well, I don't care. The Pledge of Allegiance is just... That, a Pledge of Allegiance, and...
It seems so minor to you, but it's one of the reasons why our kids are such dullards today, because they've just been numbed by it.
Take this into account. Say you or anybody gets arrested on DUI.
Okay.
The judge can then... pardon me. The judge can then order you into Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous...
The only rules for participation is the desire to stop drinking.
And that you submit to the power of God because you are powerless under God. It states that in its little black book or big book.
It states that you're powerless over.
It states
alcohol.
That you're powerless under God, and you cannot amend yourself until you admit that you're powerless under God and give your life to God.
That's not exactly right. No.
That's 100%
right. That is exactly what it says.
Alcoholics Anonymous is a religious organization, period.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
You've only read the books. You haven't been to the meetings.
I have been to the meetings. I've been to plenty of meetings.
I'm only telling you that it is not religious. They don't talk about Jesus. They don't talk about God. You can have anything you want as your higher power in Alcoholics Anonymous. They claim you can have that chair sitting right there as your higher power because the chair's not drinking. Silence.
Well, I wish I had seen the episode of Penn & Teller's BS an extra time because they just rip Alcoholics Anonymous into one. And I suggest that you check it out. But anyway, Johnson, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, you know, the whole libertarian thing. You know, first of all, you know, you're wrong again, man, which in that, you know, since 1992, the libertarians increased its size 50%. Libertarian vote totals are increasing. Libertarian candidates for state and federal races received a total of 5.4 million votes in 1996. The numbers just keep going up, man, and you need to look up.
How many votes did the presidential candidate get in the 1972
election?
That's
one election.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And that's the big one. That's the one where we get our national coverage from. The fact is, we can grow from the ground up. I'm not saying that that can't happen. But I am saying that the one that counts, where the rubber meets the road, where the Super Bowl is, we are losing the game every single time, and we're doing it because we bicker among ourselves a bunch of stupid crap like this.
Johnson, thanks for the call, man. Of course, we'll hear from you again absolutely, but no later than Monday night, because you're our co-host on Monday night. So 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, make them. If you want to change the topic, do it. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The show is yours. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. You can also get interactive with us online. You can email the show. We might just read your emails live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can log on and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Not only can you check it out, but if you're a lady, you can be a part of it. All you have to do is email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. Maybe give us a little bit about yourself in case we haven't actually talked to you on the air before. But tell us a little about yourself and send us your picture. In fact, if you really want to do us a favor and do yourself a favor, you can validate yourself. Take a picture of yourself holding a sign that references Free Talk Live or Manwich or Ian or something like that that proves that you're a Free Talk Live listener, and then you'll be in the upper echelon of the shrine. It'll be a validated shriner, of which there are only three so far. But it's a newer kind of a thing. We got 30-something shriners, but only three of them are validated, but only because the shrine's been around for 2 years, and the validated section's been around for a month and a half. So you can be a part of that. Again, it's online at freetalklive.com. And I think we're going to move on now, Manwich, or unless Jason or Manwich, either one of you have a comment.
Actually, I did think of something during the break,
okay.
As an addendum to the 12-step programs thing. At the end, and as I told Manwich, at the end of every 12-step program meeting, everybody holds hands and says the Lord's Prayer.
Well, it's clear that they recognize a higher power in the 12-step programs. Certainly, there's no dispute there. And certainly they were a Christian organization when they started. How to recognize a higher power without a prayer? Like, how would you recognize that? I mean, it's difficult to recognize this ambiguous higher power without some kind of standardized prayer. I don't have a problem with the Lord's Prayer. Even though it doesn't precisely align with my religious views, I'll say the Lord's Prayer with you, just to recognize that we all sort of believe the same thing. I'm talking about Christians, that kind of thing.
The real weird thing, and I'm trying to remember from what I saw, again, Penn & Teller's BS show on Showtime, great show.
Fantastic show.
They debunked Alcoholics Anonymous and all 12-step programs, and they destroy their iconoclasts and destroy long-held beliefs, that makes them punks.
I'm telling you that they're not fair.
No,
they're not fair. They pick a side of the issue. They don't have any journalistic integrity.
It's not journalism.
They present it as clear cut fair reporting, and it's not.
Well, it's not presented that way.
They present both sides of the story. That smacks of journalism.
They don't really even present.
I'm not saying it's not entertaining.
They have plenty of interviews with the. Rubes.
Okay,
they get rubes.
Here's a perfect example of how it's not journalism. It's an opinion piece, and the perfect reason is, they'll give the individual they're attacking or the group they're attacking a chance to respond or a chance to say something, and then they will attack them personally attack their facts. Penn will rant at the end of a segment. It's obviously an opinion piece and not being presented as a journalistic. We're being journalists. We're presenting fair and accurate, balanced reporting.
So they're punks for doing these attack pieces and not being fair, is my opinion. Try to be fair.
Well,
if you're going to present these things, nobody is.
Who's fair?
Make an attempt.
They are trying to counterbalance all of the rest of the propaganda in the world. As far as I'm concerned, Penn and Teller are a drop in the bucket, and hopefully some of the ripples.
Anonymous has great propaganda.
I think Alcoholics Anonymous, it doesn't have propaganda because it's just sort of instilled in everybody that if you have a drinking problem, then you go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Until I saw this episode of BS, I thought Alcoholics Anonymous was a good thing because I thought it helped people.
Sure.
Turns out it doesn't. Turns out the rates of people going back to drinking or going back to whatever it is they're trying to quit are exactly the same.
Right. If you try to quit on your own, then the chance of you going back to whatever it is you were on is 95%. Now, with a 12-step program, that is 95%.
Right.
Same exact thing.
The reason it's the same...
So I would say that the point here is that the government is sending... Judges are remanding people to taking Alcoholics Anonymous that don't qualify for membership. Because the membership for Alcoholics Anonymous is the desire to stop drinking. If you don't have the desire to stop drinking, you shouldn't be here. To be remanded by the court only throws off Alcoholics Anonymous's numbers. Now, quitting on your own doesn't have numbers. Because judges don't say...
Mr. Jason, you're going to have to quit on your own. Click.
That's not fair. It's completely unfair.
Touche on that one. But the weirdest thing about Alcoholics Anonymous and the other 12-step programs is that, as you were saying, you have to give up your own control to this higher power. And you said it could be the chair. They, of course, are suggesting it be God.
At least with the chair, you... there is a chair. The idea, you know it's there.
The idea that you can't control yourself. That's the concept that they put into your head in these 12-step programs. You're not in control of yourself. Give yourself over to Jesus. Give yourself over to the chair and let the chair take care of you or whatever. I mean, it's a crazy concept that you're trying to get people to get over their problems, their addictions, and you're telling them they can't control themselves?
I tell you that you're addicted to being right.
That's disempowering.
And you sure can't get over it.
Well, I am right about that.
1-800-259-9231. Look at that. You're not very good at this crap.
This is your show. More coming up and your calls. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You just get angry when you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
See? Free Talk Live.
Jackass.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The show you can take control of. Bring up anything. Personal, political, something... somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. We got all sorts of fun stuff on there, on the house, absolutely free. You can get interactive with us. And you can actually get a live stream on there. If you're maybe on the periphery of a radio station signal and you want to get the show static free, log on, freetalklive.com. Or maybe you're visiting some friends and family, you want to listen when you get back home, log on at freetalklive.com. com. We're only here for a few more moments, but if you make a call, we'll throw you in here in the last remaining sections of the section of the show. We're here, by the way, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you're listening to us on a radio station and your station doesn't carry every single hour of the show, make a friendly phone call tomorrow to your local program director at that station and thank them for airing Free Talk Live and ask them very politely to air every single hour. Every single day of Free Talk Live. That'd be great.
That would be great.
So, yeah. Hey, by the way, one other point that Johnson wanted to get in. He's feeding me information here via the Internet. We were talking about Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12-step programs and how part of those programs is giving yourself over to a higher power. Like you said, man, which it doesn't have to be God. It can be a chair. You can say, I give myself to the chair, and the chair will make decisions for me, right?
Right.
Well, he says the problem with that is that if you're giving yourself over to a higher power, it's basically nonsense because ultimately you're still in control of yourself. I mean, isn't that true? The chair isn't controlling you. I mean, you are the only person who can determine what the higher power would morally do. So you're making the assumption that the chair would tell you to get off of alcohol. I mean, you're the one that is making the decisions for what the chair is telling you to do. It's not the chair. It's not God or anybody else. It's
I'm not
you.
Prepared to do high-level apologists work for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm sure that they would not endorse me as their advocate. But
sure.
I would say that they've been very successful throughout time.
Right, go back to that. Okay, fine.
What do you want?
I'm just
they got a 12-step program. It works.
Point.
Shut up.
It works for 5% of the people in it. I was just making
because
a point.
People are remanded to it,
which is another problem because then it's the courts.
That's the courts.
Wait
not
a minute.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Government getting into something and spoiling it.
Yeah.
No way.
That's
I don't believe it.
Well, Alcoholics Anonymous didn't have to sign on board for that, so they basically
they're not getting any money. They do it out of the goodness of their heart. It's like a church. People being remanded to go to a church.
Oh, really? They don't get to,
they get no money.
Hmm.
Alcoholics Anonymous meetings don't run on any money.
Interesting.
There's no money to be made here, man.
Well, nonetheless, they're partnering with the devil, basically, by allowing the government
to... It's like a judge saying, you're sentenced to go to the Episcopal Church. Well, the Episcopal Church isn't going to send them away.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
They're
going
to say, come on in, sinner, we're going to try to help you.
You're sending people, you're forcing... The judges are forcing people into religion,
now
basically.
You're getting the idea. It's the judges sending people to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with Alcoholics Anonymous and their successful program based on religion.
Mm.
God bless them.
I wonder if we
all
could look
the good
at the
work they do.
I wonder if we could look at the statistics before the judges started sending people there. Now, that would really tell us something, right?
Well, clearly, if the statistics are even now, then they must have been higher before.
Well, maybe not.
1-800-259-9231,
800-259-9231, and that's where we have to leave it for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. If you want to get your comments in, change the topic, take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And in the meantime, don't forget, the conversation continues online at freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...